WDADX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Hey, good snowy morning to you, sir.
Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf.
There might be a little bit of snow, but it's 33 degrees and not single digits or below zero, so we are okay with it. Good morning, Mr. Jim.
Hey, it's another morning.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, the weather forecast said four inches by noon, and so I'm kind of waiting for the temperature to drop a little bit.
I heard 3 to 6 from, what was it, 4 in the morning till 3 this afternoon, something like that, so... Yeah, she's got a lot to do if that's what she's going to do, but that's all right. You know, it is winter. It's kind of par for the course. And welcome to February.
Yeah, I was watching TV, watched the groundhog, I guess, see her shadow. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I have to laugh because the saying says, what, 6 weeks of more of summer, or the alternate was a month and a half until summer is over. So you do the math.
I don't even try doing math this early in the morning. It was something, I thought it was an early spring or a longer winter. I don't know, but it don't matter. You know, Mother Nature's going to be the final decision on this, not some rat from the ground, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, my project is that, boy, if we get 3 to 6 by 3 o'clock this afternoon, I've got a UPS guy that's supposed to deliver between 12:15 and 4:15 this afternoon. So I got to have the driveway ready for him.
Time to get the old tractor out and scrape her down, right?
Well, you would think yes, but the problem is that Saturday with the sunshine, It melted the top layer of my driveway, and I've got sheer ice underneath the snow that came down. And so, I mean, I can't even stand on it to shovel, much less try to drive a tractor. So I may have to find some of my salt that I used for my water softener and put that down.
Yeah, salt, sand, you know, anything just to kind of give you some texture anyway, right? Oh, well, that's all right. I'm sure they've seen a lot worse.
Yeah, you know, I think I told you, if nothing else, the guy will walk the packages up. But like I said, right now, you can't even stand on the slopy part of my driveway, no matter what shoes you're wearing.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All I know is we got a brand new canine unit that we just sent out that's got window issues. We got to go figure out what happened. I think I know what's going on, but I got to go down and double check. So should be hopefully a simple fix, but we'll see.
Well, two questions about that. Where do you have to go, and how does it know how far open? I mean, I understand fully open and fully closed. How would it understand partially open?
To be very honest with you, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's more of a line of this is being handled by a computer now, and I think what it's doing is it's watching the amperage is pushing, and once your motor has to work harder to try to push it. And then says, oh, it's closed.
Okay, Mr. Jeff, hey, you're dropping out. You want to go over to 86? I know you're just on the road there, but for some reason you're dropping out.
I'm going up over 86. I'm actually in Veronica Valley right now, so WDADX.
Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf, QSY is in Traverse City.
WRPM, WJR.
Hello, Dave. W8RPM.
Well, Ronnie, just went out for a little bit this morning. The roads are real bad, so I came back, played radio, and kind of give you a call.
Well, there's winter storm warning for the whole county until 3 o'clock, but it was snowing earlier. We probably got about an inch and a half or two overnight, but not really enough to mess with. It was warmer. It's a whopping 28 degrees at the moment, so... But the roads are fine around here. I haven't ventured out anywhere distant. No reason to. I've been playing phone tag with some clients over your way, but I have nothing arranged.
Very good. I got a confirmation that the guys are going to come hook up my other tank tomorrow, so I'm going to hang out one more day. And... you know, the tank is down to 5% or less, and somebody told me that the gauges aren't that accurate, so be careful. So I turned the heat down a little bit just to make sure it lasts till tomorrow, but I should be fine. The other tank's sitting there filled, ready to go. All I got to do is move it over and take the big one out of the way and get the other one hooked up, and then I'll be I'll probably head home after that tomorrow. I was sitting here playing radio, HF radio, and Antarctica was on, I forgot what band it was now, I think it was 15 meters or something. But anyway, I could hear them, they were FT4, and I couldn't get my stuff hooked up to talk to them, so, oh well.
So, a couple of points there. First off, my signal okay?
Signal is outstanding. It's really clear.
And even on flea power?
Yes, sir. It's just fine.
Okay. Well, this is 5 watts, and, you know, I can't be 5 miles from the tower line of sight, but because I'm just running around here in town, I got an errand I got to run in here and handle, but... you know, called me out of the blue yesterday that I haven't talked to in a couple of months was Tommy. Talking about the expeditions and how he burned up his amp and he's in the market for a new one. And we probably were on the phone for half an hour.
Yeah. Who else did he call? He talked to somebody. Somebody else said they talked to him too. But anyway, that's good. Good for him. Did he pick an amp yet, or is he, I can't even remember which one he had now. Did he have a solid state one, or did he burn up a tube amp?
No, it's a tube amp. It's a pair of CX700s, and he's trying to sell the tubes because he thinks he's going to part out the amp. He actually shipped it to that Dick Bird guy down in Georgia. And Dick said, yeah, I know what it is. It's fixable. You can't get the parts. So you might as well just part it out and scrap it. He says, then there's a guy that bought up all of that inventory. It's a, I want to say a Commander 79 or something like that, but it's a pair of CX700s. He said the guy that bought it, the guy that bought out all that inventory, he might have the part you need, but the guy's such an idiot that nobody will deal with it. And he says, I'm not going to even deal with the guy. I won't even email him and ask. So now he's looking for, he told me what he was looking for, and it's kind of an oddball. The new one is solid state. The one he wants is solid state. It's not an alpha. If you said it, I would know it. It's like $7,500.
Interesting. Is it an Elecraft KPA 1500 like Roger has?
Maybe, but I don't think so. I don't think so. He told me what it was, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I've heard of those. It's kind of an obscure, you know, definitely not Alpha or Ameritron or, you know, anything that's lower-end consumer. Because, you know, about the most you can spend on an Ameritron is, I don't know what, $4,000, $4,500. The one he wants, it's $7,400 all in. So, all right, let me run in here and take care of my 5 minutes worth of business, and I'll holler when I'm done. I have propane questions for you, too. But give me a minute. I'll be back. W-8-R-P-N.
All right. Catch you in a bit. Maybe it was an ACOM. I've seen those at DX Engineering. All right. Talk to you in a bit. W-J-8-R.
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
KD-8-I-W-S.
KD-8-I-W-S. W-J-8-R Lewiston. I'll copy.
You have an excellent signal. I'm actually in Alba. I'm running medium power. I'm actually at Air Park North, if you know where that is. And I'm typically down south of Flint, but W8FSM let me know about this Northern Link system. So, first time I've actually talked to somebody on it. Name's Kurt here.
Kurt, nice to make your acquaintance. My name is Dave. Yeah, I'm actually from Sterling Heights, down southern, just north of Detroit a little bit. And I'm up in Lewiston at our other home, and I'm getting a phone call. Son-in-law. I'll get back to you in just a second, or I will talk to you later on. W-J-8-R.
Yep, real good. Catch you later. KD-8-IWS.
W-J-8-R, W-8-R-P-M.
Hold on one second, Ronnie. I'll be right back. All right, Ron, sorry about that. I was on the phone and I hung up on him by accident. Anyway, you got your thing done. What did you want to say about propane?
Well, I can't imagine you draining that other tank. You know, I mean, yeah, those gauges are not always super accurate, especially on the end, you know. Not on the high side, but on the low side. But that's a 1,000-gallon tank, you know. It says 2%, you know. But, and that was not customer owned, right? That's owned by AmeriGas or Faro or whoever, and they're going to come pick it up once it's unhooked?
Correct. Yeah, that one's been sitting here for a long, long time, and they're going to take that one. I got the new one sitting right next to it, ready to go, all filled up, and half the size, 500 gallons, should be fine for us. But, yeah, so when I told the gal I had I was down to 5%, she goes, well, let me get you on the schedule here. Ooh, that's kind of low, you know. And she goes, oh, that's a 1,000-gallon tank, right? And I go, yes. She goes, oh, thank God. Okay, we got time. So you figure what, they fill up, they put 800 gallons in, usually typically max or eight something. And, you know, 5% is what, 40 gallons. So we're a little less than that now, so. And I probably got some.
Yeah, and depending on who the vendors are, you know, sometimes they're willing to evacuate that for you. Sometimes you just end up losing it, you know. It all just sort of depends on what's what, you know. So, I don't know. And then who's the new company? Somebody I never heard of?
No, the new one is Forward, and the old one was AmeriGas. And we inherited AmeriGas. The tank was here when we bought the place. And I just kept it going and going and going. But when I found out I was paying double, I was like, and they closed all the local offices. I couldn't deal with the local people anymore. They're just too hard to deal with them, you know. You go to some call center, some place, and the guy's name is Jork, right? So, yeah, didn't work for me.
Yeah, okay. Well, we were in the same boat. You know, we inherited Farrell, and they, you know, they're big up here, and they got a big yard just up the road, up 27 there. And but it's the same thing, you know. When you're renting the tank, you are a complete and total slave to them, and the longer you're a customer, the higher the prices get, you know, because they figure you're just on autopilot or you're not paying attention. But, yeah, I understand that there's, these days, the introductory rates, the first fills are, you know, 89 cents, 99 cents, something like that. We bought our own tank as soon as we had the opportunity to, you know, we just ran their tank empty and bought our own. And we bought a used one from, that place in Gaylord that I pointed you towards, begins with an A, not AmeriGas either, can't remember. And then when we did the natural gas switchover, they bought the tank back, gave us every penny we paid for it, plus they gave us credit for the gas that was in it, and Jane got it. It's like, yeah, okay, can't really complain about this.
Must be Alpine, yeah, because during COVID, I tried to buy a tank, and I found a couple places in the, I found one place near Kalkaska where they had tanks, Clean Right or something. They recondition them, and they sell new ones, and they put me on a waiting list. It was like a year waiting list to get a 1,000-gallon tank, and I was like, oh, man. So I found a place in Pennsylvania, but then it cost too much to ship it, and yeah, yeah, yeah. So I just kept kicking the can down the road, and finally I just had enough. They were giving me a hard time. Then they started charging me tank rental because I wasn't filling it up enough or something, and nickel and diamond here and there. And I said, okay, I had to get serious about it. But I tried a couple places, and Forward was the best people to deal with that I talked to on the phone, and price was really, really good, less than half of what I'm paying for AmeriGas, so I guess I can't complain.
So is it you've gone from one rental tank to another rental tank, or you bought your tank?
No, I went to another rental tank. NADUY, Timmy, said that when he got rid of AmeriGas, they offered for him to buy the tank, and he bought it. He had a 1,000-gallon tank. So I figured if these guys say you want to buy it, I'll buy it. If they don't, I'm going to still look for one.
Oh, well, you kind of would have thought they would have made that offer already. But, yeah, and Forward's a good company. You know, Forward is a good company to deal with. They have a big presence here in northern Michigan. I did not realize that they really had that much of a propane business, but, you know, they own a lot of gas stations from, you know, Houghton Lake and I think West Branch, Forward, or North. And they've got an okay reputation. You know who doesn't have an okay reputation is Blarney. Blarney Castle, which was associated with BP, they got all sorts of problems. I like Alpine. They've always done well by us. Johnson's has got a good reputation as well, based out of Gaylord. But, you know, maybe one day natural gas will go down 612 or whatever. All right, I'm in the driveway again. I'll turn the HT on when I'm in the house. W8RPM.
Hey, Ron, I'll catch you in a bit. I was talking to Kurt. I think it was KD8IWS when you went in there and I had a question for him, if he's still around. Kurt, you still there?
Yep, still here, KD8IWS.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had a phone call, and I just didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was looking for an answer from this guy. So, you said are you in Fenton, or are you somewhere else up here?
I'm in, my QTH is in Fenton, and that's how I know Fred, because he was in Fenton, W8FSM. And then we got a place up here at Air Park North, which is just about a mile and a half from the intersection of US 131 and Alba Highway.
Oh, very good. All right. Yeah, I just looked up on QRZ, and I saw, is that a flexible solar panel you have on the back of the truck?
Yes, it is. Yep. I had two of them. One decided to take flight one day going down the freeway. So, but I have two of them, and I have a Renogy inverter. I think it's a 1,000-watt inverter in the back of the truck, and it comes in handy.
So, the inverter, do you store that energy in maybe like LiFO batteries or something?
Lead acid battery. At the time when I put it together, I don't think the technology of heated LiPo batteries were available, but that's the only thing with lithium iron phosphate is you'll want to, if you decide to keep it in the cold, like especially Michigan, you're going to want to put it in an insulated box and then buy a LiPo battery that is self-heating, so that when you get down to those frigid temperatures, it won't damage the battery.
Yeah, correct. I've got the Signature Solar, those EG4 rack mount batteries. I've got those in a rack for my main system, but I don't have anything in the mobile, and I thought that was novel. That's pretty cool. I do have a portable setup for my radio stuff, though, that has a Renogy charge controller, and I don't run an inverter. I just run it for 12 volts, you know, to run. And that battery does not have a heater. It's I think it's called, they advertise them all over the place now under a different name, but I think it was called Ampere Time or something like that, 100 amp hour, and it works fantastic. But you're right, you can't charge them when you're below like 20 degrees, but they'll operate, but they won't, you shouldn't really do that. And unless they can, and now the new ones that do have heaters, I'll have to check those out and see how well they work. But that's a nice setup. I like your shack setup, too. I see the picture on QRZ.
Yep, I got licensed back in 08. My grandson was 12 at the time, and he took a big interest in radios, so we both got our technician, I think it was June of 08, and then in August of 08, we both got our general, so we've been having fun. He's out, of course, he's 29 now, he's out in Montana, but keep trying to get him back interested, and he's pretty busy, though. He's kind of at that point in life where that radio is kind of taking a back seat. But, yes, sir, are you located actually in Lewiston with your place there? And what repeater are you going through?
Going through the 14674, which I think is, Ron, if he's listening, he can tell you exactly. To be honest, I don't know where it is. I know it's near Charlevoix somewhere, but from Lewiston to there, it works pretty good.
Okay, I'm going through Petoskey. Am I coming in full quieting?
Yes, sir, you absolutely are. The whole system sounds terrific today. And, I know it's connected to a bunch of them, and when I come up here, which is once or twice a month, I get on here and I usually leave it here on this one because I can usually catch Ron somewhere. Ron used to live downstate too, and I knew him down there.
Hey, okay, Dave. Can I have your call sign one more time?
WJ8R, Whiskey Juliet 8 Romeo.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I had it down right. Yeah, you're going to the Sheboygan link repeater. That's, I think you are. It's 147-860?
This radio I've got programmed for, let's see, it's one of the old Motorola Max tracks that I programmed. I'm pretty sure. I don't have the paper here where I just know it's on channel 18. I think it's 146.74. Pretty sure that is.
Yep, you're correct. 14674. That's the Sheboygan repeater. And yeah, well, it's great to hear somebody on the link system. Once in a while, Fred will turn the Southern Link system on, link them together, and I was going to try it this trip up, but that way I can get into the Fenton repeater as well, but we've got, he's got a repeater in Flint, so at least the guys in that area can get on this Northern Link system, but yeah, we're off grid over here. I'm totally on solar power. We have no power available to us at the road.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's we got into the solar power stuff. Gosh, it's been probably 15 years ago or so. One of the guys downstate, NADUY, he has a repeater in Ann Arbor, the 14515, and he lives on a 32-acre farm down there, and we did field day at his place, and I set up a portable system, all solar, and at his place, and he was so intrigued that he built his, he runs his whole place down there on solar now. He loves it, and it probably cost him more than he's getting out of it, but he's just like me. He just likes to do stuff to see if it can be done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been on that repeater. I've talked to the guys down there before. Usually when I go into Ann Arbor, I used to work in Dexter before I retired. And so I drive from Fenton to Dexter every day. So I would typically pick up NADUY and Clarkson repeater. Had a pretty good group of guys that we'd catch on the way home. Kind of passed the time anyway. But, yeah, well, it was a necessity to go solar here. The only thing is I'm trying to find out how I can suppress interference from my controller. I've just kind of narrowed it down to my controller. When I'm in the scan mode on my Yaesu FTM400 XDR, when I'm in the scan mode, it gets interrupted from interference. Only for about 3 or 4 seconds, but it's irritating because I can't do a complete scan without it stopping because of the interference. Maybe you know something about that.
Renogy charge controller there?
I'm actually using a 60-amp Snyder MPPT charge controller with a 4,000-watt inverter that's also Ames. And I don't know if it's the... As soon as I quit making power in the evening, once the sun has gone down enough for the panels not to produce energy, it goes away. No problem. But as soon as the panels start making power in the morning, and that's usually upon sunrise, it's right back. It doesn't affect my signal. It doesn't affect my receive if I'm setting on a station. But it doesn't allow me to scan very fast.
Very interesting. Are you familiar with a guy over in Finland, OH8STN, Julian? He does a lot of ham radio YouTube videos. Have you ever seen it's all off-grid stuff. Have you ever seen him?
I have not, but I'll look him up online. That's OH8SPN, is that correct?
Sierra Tango November, STN, OH8STN. His name is Julian, and he's on YouTube, and if you look up his channel, he does everything off-grid, and way up above the 65 degrees north, you know, up in the basically the Arctic. And very intriguing person, because he doesn't look like what he sounds like, but he's quite the character. And he did a special about noise coming from charge controllers in a solar system, because when he's trying to do, QRP operations and a lot of digital stuff, he had to come up with real clean power, and it was fascinating. He had a, he got these charge controllers called Genisun, G-E-N-I-S-U-N or something, or Y-S-U-N, Genisun. And I actually got one, and I made a power supply out of it for my portable stuff, and it is noticeable. There's no noise comes from that thing, or very little. And he was trying to use some other ones, and they produced a lot of noise and gave him all kinds of fits and starts with his QRP stuff. So that's a good reference right there. He's a good guy to listen to.
Ah, very good. Well, that's great information. I did watch some, when I started investigating this, I thought, okay, I'm going to try to track this down. I heard that if you twist your lines going from your solar array to your charge controller, that it will knock out the interference that is coming through your lines. So I did that today. I put my warm clothes on, crawled around in the snow, and proceeded to twist those lines in such a way that they would stay twisted. But I don't know. I didn't notice any difference. It still won't scan the way I want it to scan. And I haven't put HF in here yet, but I plan to. So if I get this nailed down, I'll look this Julian guy up. That's a great lead. I appreciate it.
I enjoy his videos quite a bit. He got into making LiFePO4, the lithium iron phosphate battery packs and stuff, and he has several videos on how to do that, and they're well done. He doesn't leave a lot of dead air space in there. They're quick and right to the point, and good tutorials. The other thing is, do you have any ferrite beads to put on your power cable going in, right where it goes in the radio, and also the mic cable? Sometimes you can pick up RF or things from just any kind of cable going into the radio. And I had that problem here at the cottage up here in Lewiston yesterday when I was in the laundry room. I ran the electric dryer, and when I would flip it from one side to another, it would cause a problem in, of all things, my Astron power supply, the crowbar circuit would kick out, and my radios would go off. And so it ends up, I'm assuming it's an RF problem getting into the cables, and I don't have any ferrite beads here, so I just made myself a note to bring up a bag of ferrite beads, and I'm going to put them on everything here.
Yeah, I had it wrapped. I have a trying to think who made it. It's a square ferrite bead. It opens up and you snap it on your power line. I just took it off my power line. I went over and I snapped it on my incoming solar supply lines to see if putting it in a different location would help. But I think you're onto something there. I'm half thinking about, I really don't want to invest in another charge controller, but I'm really thinking about getting copper sheet and, maybe 16th inch thick, and encase the charge controller to see if it's the charge controller that's you know, spewing out RF. So I like the idea of the Jennison, and at some point, you know, I would have no problem putting another charge controller in, but I guess I would want to exhaust my options at trying to isolate it in maybe even copper, you know, putting a copper case around it.
It wouldn't be a bad idea either. When you worked in Dexter, did you work at a machine shop, or who did you work for?
I worked for Dexter Fastener Technologies. We made automotive fasteners for, we were the largest supplier to Honda in the U.S., and then also supplied Ford, Toyota, Nissan, and then Kubota.
Very good. Yeah, I used to start up big inverters for motors for Emerson Electric, and spent some time at Dexter Stamping. I used to work on some of their presses, and I spent some time in Dexter. And anyway, I just thought I would throw that out there. If you have any other questions, I'm gonna go take care of something here I got going in the background.
No, real good, Dave. I appreciate the information you've given me, and it's great to hear. Here's somebody on the repeater, so on the repeater system. So, no, appreciate it. Hope we get to. I'll give you an update as I go along here. All right, you have a good one. It's KD8 IWS clear with WJ8R. Have a good afternoon.
All right, you too, Kurt. Nice to make your acquaintance. KD8 IWS WJ8R clear.
WJ8R, W8R, RPM.
KI7 QMD Mobile listening on 145.19 link system.
KD8 IWS, go ahead.
Good evening. Rick here, KI7 QMD, just letting people know I'm listening. I'm on my way home. Honestly, didn't expect anybody to answer at this time of night, but good evening, sir.
Hello, Rick. Yeah, Kurt's the name here. Actually, I'm pretty familiar with this link system. Although I'm from south of Flint, so I don't normally get on it, but when I'm up in this area, I have been listening in because I wanted to see how much the network's getting used. And yeah, I was probably as surprised as you were. So you said you're mobile. Where are you mobiling at?
Well, tonight I'm in transit from Harbor Springs down to the bottom end of Torch Lake. Currently at the stoplight right in front of Kilwins in Petoskey. So I was on the Straits repeater, the 6-8, for a little bit out of Harbor Springs. And since I'm at Petoskey, I'll probably hit East Jordan or the 8-6 in Traverse City as I progress south. But every now and then, somebody I know is listening on the other end.
Yeah, okay. Yep, real good. Now, I finally got my radio set up with all the local repeaters and put a skip on all the other repeaters down in central and southern part of the state so that it wouldn't scan them. So now I'm just scanning the these repeaters, and I keep the linked repeater system as far as the northern Michigan linked repeater system. I keep it handy.
I got a friend down in the Flint area that does a lot of work on this system, W8SFM. So sometimes he'll jump in, but so what kind of radio are you running, Rick?
Let's see. I'm on a VR-N7500. It's a kind of interesting little Chinese radio that plugs into a cigarette lighter in the back of my vehicle, and I've got a mag mount on the roof, and in my hand is a Bluetooth microphone and control, and on my phone is all the programming and master control, so it's really easy for me to move from one vehicle to another, or take it out, or put it back in, etc.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, yeah. You can operate the, you can operate it with Bluetooth through your phone. Yeah, that's cool. I think the radios are finally offering that as an option, and some are coming standard with Bluetooth. I mean, you know, I guess better late than never, but. They're finally getting on board with making it a little more easier for the guys in the mobile units, and or if you want to not have to be stationary as you're having a queue cell, you kind of go get something if you need it.
Yep, exactly that. Yeah, it's there's no need to have wires anymore. We've got the technology all figured out, especially in a car. So just slapping a transmitter receiver somewhere near a power source and giving it an antenna, no wires to your hand is a lot more convenient, in my opinion anyway. The little thing I'm talking on looks like a little baby handy talkie, and it's got the GPS receiver in it, all kinds of crazy stuff like that. It's a cheap little thing, and it's I think she's pushing out 55 watts. I forget what the heck it goes. It just works. So works with the mag mount just fine. Fits in my garage. You don't have to take the antenna down. So. It's fine by me. I can stick it in my wife's car if I want to, or take it out if I'm traveling. I want my cup holder back, so I leave it out. Things like that, but yeah, it's fun. Fun little thing. And I know what you mean about being at home. I usually set my base up as a local repeater and talk through my handy talkie in the house.
You know, that's one thing I have not tried yet, and some one of these days I'm going to try that with my base station. That would be that'd be kind of fun. So you use a what am I trying to say? Just a portable handheld to do that.
Yeah, my base is set up as a crossband repeater, so I run 2 meter for my output receiving channel on the base, and then I connect to it through 70 centimeter. And I just use one of those little piece, stubby, like inch and a half, 2 inch long antennas, so it's real convenient. It's not like I'm dragging around a big antenna or anything.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sounds pretty fun to do that. Well, now they've probably got those that are Bluetooth as well. They're Bluetooth capable. All right. Well, I'm going to let you carry on, but, glad that I heard somebody on you. I talked to actually a couple guys on the Link system today, so At least I know that there are some guys out there that use it. I wasn't sure. I've been up here for a few days, and it seems to be pretty quiet most of the time. But I'm glad to hear you on the air, Rick. All right, and I want to make sure it's Kilo India 7, Quebec, Mike Delta.
Yep, roger that. You got my call sign. Yeah, the gang down at Traverse City participates a lot more on the link system, I think. They use it for, emergency broadcasting and stuff like that. I forget what they call it anyway. But I'm kind of partial to it because I helped install the 1.9. They moved it from the Harbor Springs or the Stutzmanville location over to Petoskey, and I got to help install the thing. So I like talking about stuff I worked on. So anyway. It's a pleasure talking to you. 73, sir. I don't have anything to write your call sign down on, so it's all on you to keep track of this. you have a great night. I'm gonna switch over to another frequency. KS7 QMD signing out.
Okay, Rick. Yep, thanks for coming back to my call, and safe travels. Catch you a little bit later. 73 KD8 IWS, clear.
K8 WQK, Pete. Hi, Pete. Thanks for joining us this evening. And heard you and Rich on the radio today as I was driving through Mansfield. So very cool to have both of you here. That's general check-in for the evening social hour. Okay, we've called at the bottom of the list at the moment. Sorry, Pete, but somebody's got to be here. Let's go for Jeff and Seward. N80EX, please go ahead. Jeff, how's it going?
Well, Scott and everyone out there, it's Jeff in Seward, Alaska. It's 30 degrees, sunny. There's a nice reflection off all the mountaintops where there is snow. And we're going through the winter that hasn't been here. So it sounds like... you guys got enough to go skiing again or snowmobiling, which we say snow machine up here, I guess, now. And that, but the there's a lot of people anxious to get out there and get some powder so they can do what we like to do in the winter. And that, but this cold that's been kind of had a little resurgence this morning, so we're going on the fifth week. And I think hopefully we'll kick it. Otherwise, we'll head to the clinic by the end of the week. And just studying away on my board test and going through sample questions. We got our all-star note up, first one, at the end of last week. And so we're linked in with the borough and coastal cities in Alaska along the Gulf. And we have a second one coming for our backup repeater. Which will kind of be a free one. They can dial into anything. Yeah. So, other than that, I think I'm overloaded with equipment, so I am trying to keep it out because there's no room left. That I have to, it has to be outbound at this time. So, everyone, I hope you do well and find the things that you need, and hope the swap goes well next weekend. Take care, and ADX.
Hey, Jeff, thanks. Yeah, if you're having the winter that we had last year, I mean, last year everybody was screaming for snow, and if it ever did snow, I think people were grabbing up the snowflakes and putting them in their freezer. It was just really weird. But this year we're good. We've got plenty of snow. The ski areas, all the trails are open, and everybody's having a wonderful time, even the cross-country skiers. So it's a great time to be in Michigan this winter. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Jeff, and good luck on your tests again. That's going to be a big deal. Kurt, KD8IWS, please go ahead with your transmission from way up north here, tailored, and stand by, Brad.
Well, hello, Scott, and everybody on the net. I was just out checking the snow today. We got about 7 inches here in the Alba
Air Park North area, and got about 22 degrees out. And Scott, when I talked to you earlier today as you were going through Mancelona, I said that I was going to try to make the net, and then I remembered after ended our conversation that I have to go to a funeral on Saturday, so I'll be unable to attend. I'm hoping if there's any radios left over, like HF radios that have an auto tuner in it, maybe you can keep an eye on one if you're walking around. I'd like to get one for the cabin, and keep your eyes open, and wish everybody a good remainder of the week. Good checking into the net, and we'll catch you maybe next week. 7-3 to everybody. This will be my last round. Back to you from KD8IWS.
Okay, Kurt. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the information. And, yeah, we're all doing way too many funerals these days, so sorry to hear about that, and wish you the best. As far as HF auto tuner radio, I will keep that in my mind, and if something pops up, I'll give you a text. Brad, NHJXQ, your turn, and stand by, Kevin.
Good evening, Scott and Annette. This is NHJXQ. Hey, about the swap meet on Saturday morning. You know, I don't have a job, and I hate saying that openly on the net tonight. But if anybody needs any help with any activity out there, let me know. I plan on being there for the whole event anyway. So yeah, get back with me. Also, I'll be bringing out my ICOM ID51HT, which means programming. I just got it out of the box just a few minutes ago and discovered I don't know where the charger's at, but the battery looks like it's pretty good. So there's probably enough juice in it to get the thing programmed this weekend. When I'm there, I'll be looking for an ICOM IC705. This is the HF rig, low-power HF rig that mounts on a backpack, so you can take it out for POTA, SOTA, and scout events like that. So I'd dearly like to get one of those. And I'll also be looking for a headphone with a single earpiece and a mic boom so I can have it around the shack for emergency use. So that's what I've got going on over here. Back to you, Scott. This is NHJXQ.
NHJXQ from WATCM. Okay, Brad, thanks. As far as jobs go, I'll give you a shout. I think I know of one that would be perfect for you, but we'll see how that goes. We'll be doing set up at the swap on Friday night at 5:30. We have enough people. I think we need 10 people to put the chairs and tables in place, and I think we're right about there. But if you happen to be cruising the area, feel free to stop in, and we'll see what happens. Thanks, Brad. Talk to you soon. Kevin. AGY, please go ahead with your transmission. Stand by, Mr. Joe.
Good evening, everyone on the net tonight. Scott, good to hear you on the net. Buying and selling at the swap, I really don't have anything on my radar at this point. The only thing I do have on my radar is upgrading my ticket to General, and as I was studying last night, I noticed through a ham study, I kept seeing the same questions over and over again, and I was doing stellar at those. And it turned out that I had a filter turned on to study my weak areas, so I got really good at my weak areas. And when I turned that filter off, I found out I got a cram this week. So that's going to be my priorities. I will be there to bring the sound support on Friday and help set up. And oh, and I did notice as I was looking at ham clock that we've got a R2 moderate radio blackout occurring, and there's going to be additional R1, R2 events over the next several days, according to the Space Weather Prediction Center, so that may affect HF communications. Anyway, WATCM, this is KF8AGY, and that's all I have for this evening. Back to you, Net Control.
Okay, Kevin, sounds good. Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday, possibly tomorrow morning. And, yeah, that's got to be frustrating when you suddenly realize at the end of the day you get your filter on. But I think you're going to do just fine. I have a sneaky feeling. Okay, let's go over to Joe, NHCN. Go ahead and stand by, Mark.
Yeah, good evening, everyone on the net. I'm joined from EchoLink tonight just because it's during bedtime and I'm putting some kids to bed, so thought I'd let everybody know I've got 23 tables reserved, if my count is right. I think we took on 5 additional tables today, so they're coming in fast and furious as we approach the weekend, so I'm pretty sure there'll be more coming in. So, yeah, everybody go fill out the form if you want a table, and there's ways to pay online, which we prefer. Because if you wait to pay at the door, well, we'll try to keep your name on them, but money talks. So I don't think we'll run up, but if we start to, the people who are prepaid definitely get the preference there. So I don't have much more for tonight, just to say hello, and it'll be great to see everyone at the swap. So 73 and ATM.
WATCM. Okay, very good, Joe, and congratulations. The 23 tables is really good. I had to get more than last year, and like you said, they're coming in. I took 2 phone calls this weekend, and so they're in your direction, but it's probably going to be a few more folks before as we get closer to Friday, so that's going to be cool. It's going to be a great swap. Mark Casey, ZAP, please go ahead and stand by Tony.
Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAP, and good evening to Scott. Thanks for taking the net tonight and the rest of the net there. So it's a pretty good net so far. I don't really have a lot going on, but I have been getting back into trying to teach myself the Morse code where I can get to the point where I can receive it and eventually send it, and I'll start operating some of the QRP rigs. So that's sort of my short-term plan for now. And with that, I'll just turn it back to the net. This is KCACAP.
Okay, Mark, thanks. Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think one of our project nights, we want to just have a Morse code roundtable and do a roundtable net or within the confines of the room and audio activation. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll help people kind of get used to the idea of sending where someone else is going to listen to it. So it sounds like fun. Congratulations, Mark. I know you had your reservations, but I think you're going to really enjoy CW. One quick comment back to Kevin. You mentioned about the sun, the radio blackouts. And I noticed today that, yeah, there is a sunspot activity area on the sun that's 500,000 kilometers wide, which is enormous. And it's been spinning thermal mass ejections toward Earth pretty consistently. And there have been several radio blackouts and several more planned for the weekend. So looks like this next week is going to be a tough sledding. But I think we can do it because we're hams. With that commentary, thanks, Mark, and let's go talk to Tony. Tony, enlighten us, KE8SBZ, and stand by, Rich.
Oh, this is Tony, KE8SBZ, coming to you. Oh, thinking about that swap. I think I was due to be somewhere else here, but as it turned out, I'm really going to enjoy getting to a swap here and Traverse City. It's been a few years. I don't have anything in particular I'm looking for. I probably don't need anything. I probably have a couple of small items that, depending on how much I feel like carrying, I may bring a couple of things down and either put them on the T-Barge table or our club table, WATCM. And with that, you know, we're just going to look forward to it. Anybody needs any help, or if you think you need a wheel dolly down there or something like that, let me know, and I'll throw that in the back of the pickup truck. I'm not going to be a whole lot of assistance outside of that. It was exciting to listen to somebody tonight, and just thinking about everybody out there in Snowland or beyond. And I really like the enthusiasm of Josh over in Kalkaska, KIW. Josh, I think I met you last summer, maybe at our club picnic in July. Well, with that, I'm going to pass it back over. Fogged up enough time. Back to you, Scott. Thanks for a great net tonight. This is KE8SPZ.
Okay, so you actually had another 30 seconds. You prepaid for another 30 seconds, so we'll take that onto your account for next week. But thanks a lot. And thanks for your offer. The wheel dolly, I don't think we're going to need one. All of the tables and chairs are in the building and in the room that we're going to be working in, so I think we're in good shape. So I would not spend any energy putting that in your truck, but it will be fun. It would be good to see you there. So. Thanks for checking in, and let's move over to Rich, KF8CQ Victor. Go ahead, Rich, and stand by Pete.
Thank you, Net Control, and thank you to the club. Rich over here in Rapid City, Newham, and a new station, just got it up running this weekend. So a big thank you to the club for the providing the test and the wonderful repeater that you guys operate, and this great net. Looking forward to the swap meet, weather permitting. Being a new station, I'd love to get an SWR meter in the 2-meter band to be able to test and watch my equipment. And, of course, I'd love to get into AHF. That's a goal. So always, you know, it'll be fun to window shop and just see what's available. And, boy, if I could find a radio, that would really inspire me to get that general, because the studying looked a little tough on that one. With that, I'll pass it back to Net Control, KF8CQV, Rich.
Very good, Rich. Welcome to the hobby. It's nice to have you here, and especially when you're so close over at Rapid City. Yeah, I think you'd really enjoy it, just getting a good HF rig and get a wire up in the air and just listening to getting used to the jargon and the change of pace of the HF over VHF. I think you'll really enjoy that. It's kind of a lot of fun, and it'll move you quicker to your general, so good luck with that. So we look forward to having you check in the future net as well. So thanks and welcome. Pete K8WQK, go ahead. With your transmission, we'll stand by for additional check-ins. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Good evening, all. And special good evening to Rich. I believe this is your first time on the net. Welcome to the hobby, Rich. Good to have you. Yeah, I'll be at the swap. I think I've got a table reserved, and I've only got one thing to sell, an SB200, and I don't need anything, don't want anything, but I'm sure I'll buy something. So there you go. See most of you, or see some of you tomorrow morning at breakfast, and see the rest of the group there Saturday morning at the swap. Okay, WQK.
Okay, Pete, yeah, SB200, okay, I'll keep that in mind. I'm not sure. I don't need, that's the only thing I go to the swap for is primarily is donuts. But thank you, I'll always walk away with something in my hand, so that's a good thing, but I'll keep that SB200 in mind. And definitely see you at breakfast tomorrow morning. So for those of you that do want to join us or haven't heard about it, come on and join us at K&S Hamburg on Airport Road near Garfield, 9 o'clock breakfast, and it's an awesome time. With that, we've reached the bottom of the list, so I'd like to take a standby for additional check-ins. This is W8TCM, Monday Evening Social Hour Net, and I'd like to stand by for additional check-ins. If you've not checked into tonight's net and would like to do so, this is now.
On that control, this is Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa Charlie.
Kilo, Delta 8, November Hotel.
Kilo, Delta
this
9,
is
Whiskey,
KF
Whiskey 8, Uniform,
BKG,
Kevin.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Kilo, Golf. Joe, checking in from San Marcelino, Philippines.
Well, let me see if I can knit my way through this. That was a nice grouping check-in. We've got a whole new net started. Mike, VPC, I have you. Nick, N8, I have Kevin.
7. I got you in there, KD9WWU. I've got a KF8VKG, Bravo Kilo Golf, if I have it, Joe in the Philippines. So I'd like to do something different. I'm going to start off with Joe. KF8BKG, go ahead, Joe, from the Philippines, and stand by, Mike.
Oh, thank you very much for the net. This is my first time checking in from over here. We came over about 2.5 months ago, and I've had a lot of things going on, and got my mobile radio here, and so it's my first time on EchoLink checking in, but it's nice to hear a lot of English. Yeah, it really is. You'd be surprised how nice it is just to hear conversations in English, so... thank you all for being here, and 73 to everybody, and I'll just stand by and listen. KF8BKG, Joe in San Marcelino, Philippines, back to net.
Okay, Joe, thanks very much, and thanks for taking the time to check in with us. I think he won the DX award, and usually that goes to KFNADX in Anchorage, Alaska, but I think you have the DX award tonight. So thanks and welcome, and I look forward to hearing you in the future as well. Mike, W8BPC, please go ahead with yours. Stand by, Nick.
Oh, W8TCM in the net, W8BPC down here in Royal Oak. And where one day it's 12 degrees, the next it's 41, the next it's 12, you know. I think it happens that way up there, too. So, yeah, we're busy working on projects. I've got my DMR repeater up and running, only it's on the snapper pair down here because the repeater council won't let me have a real pair. Oh, well. I don't have a real site either, so I accept that. So, other than that, I might just take a Sunday drive on Saturday, and I might see you all up there at the swap. Zip up there and say hi and turn around and zip back home. Huh. I've been wanting to do that since last March. So, nothing much to say. Back to net, W8VPC.
Okay, Mike, we'll look forward to seeing you. If you do make the trip up here, let's see if my memory is right from working in Troy. That'd be 4 hours up, 4 hours at the swap, and 4 hours back. But like I said, it's a good Sunday drive. Look forward to seeing you, Mike. Thanks for checking in with us this evening. It's always good to hear you. KD8NH, Nick, go ahead with yours and stand by Kevin in Indiana.
Yes, W8TCM, this is KD8NH, Nicholas here. Scott, thanks a lot for taking the net. Everybody else on the net this evening, I am happy to hear you all. I've heard nothing but good transmissions so far. All your radio equipment seems to be working fantastic. It sounds like a good bunch of us are going to be at the swap. This will be the first swap that I'm going to be having a table. I've been to many ham swaps over my ham career, and I have never had a table. I'm very much looking forward to just saying hello to people and sharing my ham stuff that I'm selling, drinking some coffee, enjoying a donut, and yes, I'm going to be there on Friday helping set up a little bit also, and yeah, I am going to wish everybody 73s and hope you have great radio contacts throughout the week. We'll talk on the next net. And this is Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel. I'll be clear.
K8NH from W8TCM. Thanks, Nicholas. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to stopping by your table and shaking hands or maybe buying something. It depends on what you have and what I'm thinking I'm needing at that moment. So look forward to seeing you there. Thanks for checking in this evening. Kevin, KD9WWU, please go ahead and we'll take another standby.
Hey, thank you, Scott. This is Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform from what was 52 degrees today during the day, and tomorrow will be 28 degrees for a high. So we have no white stuff on the ground. You guys have plenty of stuff on the ground. I wish I had some of it here, but we don't. But that's okay. But I wish I was going to your swap meet this weekend. I got other plans going on. I think I'm going to make a plan for next year to go up there, make a day travel.
Maybe a two-day travel. So, anyways. So, like everybody here, had a good time. Good week and everything. And like I said, all the equipment sounds really good up there. So, I'm looking forward to meeting guys once again when I get there this spring. So, I'm going to say 73 to everybody. And have a good week at your swap meet. And this will be KD9 Whiskey Uniform saying 73s.
Awesome, Kevin. Thanks for checking in. And, yeah, we got plenty of white stuff, no question about it. And speaking of the white stuff, the history of the swap, this is our 51st time, I think 50 of them, we've had this biggest blizzard snowstorm happens on that day. So stand by. This could be a lot of fun. We'll see what happens. But, it's been here a couple of years where it was just absolutely a terror whiteout. But people came anyway. We still have our same number, a couple of 150 people, something like that. So it's fun. Well, we've reached the bottom of the list again and attempted to close the net. We're getting up close to the 9 o'clock hour, but I'd like to take one last standby for any additional check-ins. If you have not checked in and would like to do so, well, this is last call.
Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-ray.
Jeff, you made it in under the wire. Is there another check-in?
Sorry, Scott, I walked on you there. This is K8VNA, Kilo 8, Victor, November, Alpha.
Okay, Jeff and John, let's do it this way. We'll start with Jeff, and let John tie the ribbons on it. So go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, good evening, everyone. I haven't been on the net in a good age, so... Figured I'd hop in. I've been actually listening along for quite a while here, kind of hanging out in the radio room here, but wanted to say hi to everyone. Good to hear everyone in there. I'm highly disappointed. Highly disappointed. I will not make the swap this year. My wife scheduled us to go see a play down in Midland, so Friday night I am headed down to Saginaw. Saturday, I'm going to be at a play, and I won't be back till Saturday night or Sunday morning or whatever it is. So I hope everyone has a good time. Sell lots of stuff, and I probably won't be able to make anything until the Cadillac swap. So we're going to be out of it for a little while anyway. And I had a whole pile of radios and, well, microphones. I got lots of microphones. Anyway,
Hey, Jeff, we lost you there. You want to finish up?
My radio has a cutoff. It cut me off. So, anyway, I just wanted to say good evening, and thanks for letting me in here. So, 73 is all WDAPX.
Okay, Jeff, thanks. Yeah, well, I'll miss rummaging through your 7 or 8 totes of radios and microphones. It was always fun the last couple of years, but we'll catch you in another year, and good luck and enjoy your drive down into the play, and I'm sure that'll be a lot of fun. And maybe they'll have a donut down there. You never know. Jeff, thanks for joining us this evening, and let's jump over to John. Go ahead and take us out, John. You can tie the ribbons on it.
K8VNA, WATCM. Well, hello, Scott and everybody. This is K8VNA. My name is John. I'm just coming in last on purpose just so I can listen and learn from Scott and other net control. But I got nothing. I can't wait till the swap meet on Saturday to see some people and meet some people. So that's awesome. Looking forward to it. That's it, Scott. We're all getting tired. Have a great afternoon. K8VNA. Back to you guys.
Okay, John, thanks for checking us in, and thanks for everyone for joining us this evening. Before we close the MeshNet, does anyone have any last questions, inquiries, or comments?
This is KF8BKG, Joe in San Marcelino. I just wanted to clarify, Scott, that I'm checking in via Echolink. I guess it probably goes without saying, but I did speak about my mobile over here, and I didn't want there to be any confusion. I'm checking in my Echo Link. Anyway, thanks a lot, Scott, for the net. 73 to everybody.
Okay, Joe, thanks. We got that, and we assumed that because I have you on as Echo Link. If you were actually doing RF, then I'd need to talk to you about your antenna, because I think that's something I'd really want to get a hold of. Anyway, thank you again for joining us, and thanks everyone for joining us. This will conclude the Monday evening Social Hour Net for tonight. The SAT will meet again here next Monday on the same repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge Net. This is Scott, WX1J, operating this evening as Net Control under the club call sign WATCM. I'll ask you.